You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
The length of the handle on the pump, pump, pump. It's hard to gauge a camel's age by the curl of the hair upon his hump, hump, hump. A girlie who may promise to be true to you may be true to you, and who knows who do you. It's hard to tell the depth of a well by the length of the handle on the pump.
Thank you. daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreamin', the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour, treat it like a treasure rare. Love is in power, now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Oh yeah, Radiola, this is a contrasty sort of episode, I have to say that. Yes, indeed, Radiola on the internet, not on the air yet, although I have heard that they're thinking about finishing up there at WHCL, so good luck to those people, but we're still in momentary exile, soon to be restored to the studio. But nonetheless, we are broadcasting without an aerial, you might say, which is fine with me. I'm Andy Sr., presenting some very interesting stuff tonight. As I say, it's a study in contrasts. We began with the Bostonians, an Ernie Golden group, Billy Jones on the vocal, the pump song. You can never tell the depth of a well by the length of the handle of the pump. Oh, yeah. Well, you can never tell the depth of this show until you actually get your feet wet. So come on in. The water's fine. That was from 1926. And Lee Sims with orchestra playing Contrasts, his own composition with Carlton Colby. I don't know to what extent the collaboration was or if they both worked on the same pieces, but it was from a set of five piano rhapsodies by Lee Sims and Carlton Colby. That was recorded in 1928. And our theme, Willard Robeson, Wake Up, Chillin', Wake Up. Why not? Wake up and listen. Yes. We're going to continue Radiola with an interesting, as I say, it's a contrast from what we just heard. The University 8, which is also the Varsity 8. Ed Kirkaby, actually the California Ramblers, if you want to get technical about it. Ed Kirkaby, the manager and occasional vocalist, is on here singing in 1927 on an old Lincoln. Not a car, but a record. Ain't she sweet? Thank you.
confidentially. Ain't she sweet and ain't she nice? Look her over once or twice. Now I ask you very confidentially, ain't she nice? Just cast an eye in her direction. Oh me, oh my, ain't that perfection? Low, do, low, I repeat, don't you think that kind of neat? And I ask you very confidentially, ain't she sweet? Thank you.
I'll say you're gorgeous from your head to your toes. As a kid of 10, you were a wow. You were pretty then, but look at you now. You're simply gorgeous, just like a beautiful rose. You won my heart and made me fall. I bought a gorgeous little ring. I feel so proud and everything, 'cause you're so gorgeous, that's all.
There's Howard Lannan and his orchestra, Scrappy Lambert singing on that Columbia there. Nice copy of that, beautiful surface on that, compared to some of those dime store things. But what can you do? Gorgeous, and it has a gorgeous sound, indeed. 1927, before that, Art Landry and his orchestra. 1925, an early Victor Electric. What could be sweeter than you, beginning with the University 8, a.k.a. the Varsity 8. Out of the California Ramblers, and Adrian Rollini's in there. All those guys are, you know, they're all there. The usual guys of the California Ramblers of that era. Ed Kirkaby singing it, Ain't She Sweet, from 1927. And this is Radiola, as I often say, and I have to, just to assert that, in fact, it is. And I'm Andy Sr., and I'm there will be much less of me in the coming by and by, but that's a good thing. We're going to proceed now. And by the way, if you want to check out this playlist or any other playlist for Radiola programs, do so by going to radiolablog.blogspot.com. Type Radiola into Google. You can try radiolarhythm.com, which yields mixed results. Talk about contrast. If you like 404 errors, it just might be your thing. So that's all I got to say. And here's a local boy who made good. Lived just down the street from me, actually, this street, and he lived way at the other end of it. But technically, it was this street. Arthur Fields in 1926. And here he sings Lonely Acres in the West. I guess it could be Lonely Acres in West Utica, if if you extrapolate enough.
Thinking of the dearest of places, way out west in the open spaces, where the little world belongs to me. I'm thinking of the fairest of faces, one whose charms and heavenly graces bring to me a tender memory. Lonely acres in the west, call me to my humble nest. Nevermore do I care. Lay me neath a stone on a lawn. In all my dreams, it seems that I wander to the land that I love out yonder. Through the night, it calls me constantly. Then at the dawn, I waken and ponder. Every day, I grow all the fonder. For the prairie holds the heart of me. Lonely acres in the west call me to my humbleness. Nevermore do I care to roam. When I die, lay me beneath a stone on a lonely
Thank you.
There's Gene Radamich, great early jazz-tinged group on Brunswick from 1921, Home Again Blues. I believe that's Irving Berlin, or was that Cliff Friend? I'll have to look that up. You know, I say these things just off the top of my head. There are people who actually write this stuff down, but I don't, because I figure it's more fun to look it up later and then contradict myself. Before that, Arthur Collins and Byron G. Harlan, that I know is Irving. When the Midnight Choo Choo Leaves for Alabama, 1912. Great recording of that. It's really quite something. Those guys they did quite well together, I have to say. Yes, it's a good one. Beginning with Arthur Fields. I'm not sure. This sounds very acoustic, although it could be an early electric recording, you know, using the patent that somebody else had or something, but on a bell, which says a lot, too. Lonely Acres by Willard Robeson. And, yeah, what I just love that song. I can't get enough of it. So I was lucky, and I was extremely lucky to find it because I didn't know I was getting it. I bought it for the other side of the record, and then I found out I had it. One never knows. There's such serendipity involved in record collecting. And I am serendipitous. I don't know how I found it, but I did. I'm Andy Sr., and this is Radiola. We're going to continue. Speaking of serendipity and songs of open spaces, here's Gene Austin with one of his own compositions, which he put together with Nat Shilkret. This is his 1931 recording, and it's a very nice recording indeed. It's a little crunchy. It's on an old Romeo, but what can you do? I couldn't avoid playing it because it's just too good. The Lonesome Road.
Look down that lonesome road before you travel on. Look up, and seek your maker, oh Gabriel blows his horn. Weary toil, dredging down that lonesome road. Look down that lonesome road before you travel on. What have I done that you should treat me so? You caused me to walk and talk like I never done before. Weary toad and such a load, dredging down that lonesome road. Mm-hmm.
I'd love a Chirpy Tanny machine. Now, although a lot of price, thanks for the buggy ride, I had a wonderful time. Buggy gets twice what he got.
Donkey in Spain, motorboat to the deep blue sea, even flew in a plane, drove a buggy in Iowa, also froze in a sleigh. You can put them all aside, there's just one kind of ride.
I love to bumpity bumpity bump on a bumpy road with you. The wheels go bumpity bump, my heart goes thumpity thump. It's nice to ride in Packards and such, still I have found they don't thrill you so much. But bumping along in a bumpity roadster built for two makes your dreams come true. The dust may come up, the rain may come down, who cares as long as I go bumpity bump on a bumpy road with you.
Noah paddled an ark, they say. Paul Revere used a horse. Jonah rode in a whale one day. Or was that applesauce? Sheiks in faraway Hindustan favor camels, we're told. But no matter where it be, there's just one ride for me.
That's bumping along in a bumpity roadster built for us. There's no one to fuss. I park her a bit until you say quit, then I just keep on going bumpity bump on a bumpy road with you.
Thank you.
Now, there's contrast for you, starting out one way and ending. You never know where you're going with a show sometimes. Sometimes I don't know where we're going. But fortunately, I don't have to say that all the time. That was Guy Lombardo and the Royal Canadians and the trio singing and having fun. I love to bumpity bump. 1929, yeah, they're having fun there. I can tell that. In the same vein, Waring's Pennsylvanians, Thanks for the Bungie Ride from 1925 off an old Victor, beginning with The Lonesome Road from 1931. Yeah, it all kind of fits together, but it takes a strange turn. Gene Austin starting that out, his own work there. Lovely stuff, 1931. This is Radiola, and this is all my own work, although you may have to check it later for accuracy. Radiola is a, it's just brought to, you know, it's this, you know, shoestring, seat-of-the-pants type operation, which we hope to get back on the air as soon as that studio is built at WHCL. But we're enjoying it here. We have a lot of great music. I cannot stress that enough. We have things that, you probably will never hear anywhere else, unless you're really digging for it. Although some things are not as rare or as uncommon. Here's Ben Pollock and his Park Central Orchestra, Bellman on the vocal in 1928, and this is, you've heard this a few times. BG's in here, so's Jack Teagarden. She's One Sweet Showgirl. Thank you.
Congress who saw ballots to the nation, who furnishes the lot red hot Chicago. Musicians with ambitions to warm up an orchestration, who gave them what they got red hot Chicago. Dance, rhythm, and song come from Chicago's loop. If you think I'm wrong, then you're an income poop. Poop, poop, ba-doop. When flappers and heel tappers want new brands of syncopation, who's Johnny on spot? Red hot Chicago.
Thank you.
In that set, we go from Sweet, as in She's One Sweet Showgirl, Ben Pollock and his Park Central Orchestra, Bellman singing that for you with Jimmy McPartland, Benny Goodman, and Jack Teagarden playing, and how could you not love that, to Red Hot, as in Red Hot Chicago. It's Al Goodman and his Flying High Orchestra. That was recorded in 1930. Let's have an update. 1930, and Dick Robertson on the vocal there, and that's one of those rare sides before Al Goodman got into Strauss waltzes. He did those, but that's Red Hot Chicago, and they've been enjoying or deploring a summer like we have. Very, very hot out there, and we go from Red Hot to Percolating. Oh, yeah, and that's really hot. That was recorded this year in Huntington, West Virginia. The West End Jazz Band with a song recorded originally by Fowler's Favorites, way before, and that was Percolating Blues. That was Mike Beason singing it there for you, and you had all those other great musicians. You had John Otto, Frank Gualtieri, you had Leah Beason. I think Andy Shum was doing something in there. He's either playing the drums or the trumpet. I have to go back and check the tape, but there you go. And you had Mike Walbridge on tuba, and it's just, they were marvelous. We were so glad we got to go down there, although next time we will bring our own food. I just have to medically. I can't. I'm not putting it down. I'm just saying I have to do that medically. And speaking of groups that we have seen recently, this past week we went to Canada Harry, and we were very happy to encounter Dan Levinson playing with Reggie's Red Hot Feet Warmers, led by Reggie Scanlon. And you had Tom Shields on trombone there. And the cornetist is different on what we're going to play. I forget the guy's name in Canada Harry. And you had Peter Davis on guitar and banjo. He has a nice tenor guitar. And just great hearing this group. Lots of fun. Reggie on the bass. Just a wonderful group. And I have a few of their CDs. So I thought I would give them a little boost here. And they play at the Saratoga Racetrack every August. They're out there swinging, playing amazing jazz and lovely stuff. And here's a representative sample of what you might hear. This was recorded in 2005. Dan is on this, and all the people I mentioned. And also, I had to go reach for this. You have Mike Canonico on trumpet on this recording, in addition to everybody I've just mentioned. This is Mom is Gone. Goodbye. Thank you.
Thank you.